This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. The New York Yankees are expanding netting to protect seats behind each dugout and for five sections passed down both foul lines, a decision announced after several fans were injured last year. The team says green netting, designed to minimize visual impact, will rise 9 feet above each dugout, but the bottom 3 feet will be retractable and pulled up during batting practice. Behind the dugouts, nets will rise to about 5.5 feet above the wall, which is 8 feet above the field surface. The Mets extended netting beyond the outfield ends of the dugouts last summer, and Boston, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Colorado, Detroit, Milwaukee, Minnesota, San Diego, and Seattle are among the teams that have said they intend to have expanded netting this year. Meanwhile, two people familiar with the negotiations say free agent outfielder Jay Bruce is set to return to the New York Mets after agreeing to a $39 million 3-year contract. In the NFL, the New York Giants have seemingly wrapped up their first round of interviews for a new coach. The Giants talked to former Denver Broncos running backs coach Eric Studsville. He has 21 years of NFL coaching experience, including 3 seasons with the Giants as a running backs coach. The New York Daily News and other media are reporting that New England Patriots defensive coordinator Matt Patricia is a top candidate for the coaching job. Meanwhile, Tennessee Titans running back DeMarco Murray will not play against the New England Patriots in the AFC divisional round this weekend. In the NBA, the Chicago Bulls beat the New York Knicks 122-119, and the Detroit Pistons beat the Brooklyn Nets 114-80. In men's college basketball, Siena guard Nico Clarith, the team's leading scorer, has decided to transfer after completing the academic year. The junior, who left the team last week to return home, will have one more year of eligibility. Head coach Jimmy Patsos said at a press conference there was no ill will. Meanwhile, UAlbany finally broke into the win column in America East Conference play, posting a 78-65 win over rival Stony Brook. New Hampshire held off Binghamton 71-67. Massachusetts overcame a 21-point deficit to beat LaSalle 86-79, and Quinnipiac rallied to beat Marist 80-79. In women's college basketball, UAlbany beat Stony Brook 72-68. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.